Coach Dungy, I know you will be speaking at Wake Forest University on Wednesday as part of the school's leadership project. Primarily, what is your message?
I think I'm going to talk about leadership and why it's important, how we can develop it. As individuals, you're going to be in different roles, whether it's a football coach, a government official, a parent, a teacher, or just a student on campus. You know, you lead a lot of different areas, but the principles are the same, I think, no matter where you're leading. How do you effectively do that? How do you make your group function as well as they can? And how do you use the gifts that you have to help the group and not just yourself? And that to me is what leadership is about, no matter what role you're in.
And Coach, I know you and your wife, Lauren, you're partnering to produce Uncommon Marriage, the simulcast. Why did you decide to create the program, and what is the main goal?
It was really a spinoff of our book. We wrote a book called Uncommon Marriage, where we talked about marriage principles. And again, that becomes leadership, you know, leadership in the home, trying to lead your family in the right way, and then having that family and those family members become leaders. But I think that's the first element. That's where things start, at home, and one of the areas where we have had a breakdown in this country.
And I know you also are the national spokesman for the fatherhood program, All Pro Dad, and we actually have some schools here in the Triad who participate in your program. Can you tell us a little bit about it, and what is your involvement in that program today?
Well, All Pro Dad actually started in 1997. I was at that time working for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We had a lot of dads on our staff who spent a lot of time at work. We did a lot of traveling, a lot of the things that many fathers face. And we had a lot of discussion about how we could do this better, how we could impact our kids and do a better job for our children, inviting them to start a breakfast club, go before school with your kids, see what's going on in their life, and just take an hour to be part of their life. It is now in 48 states, and it's taken off really well, and encouraging fathers all over the country to just be more involved.
And I know there have been a lot of issues facing the NFL recently about the game's impact on brain injuries. What changes can be made and still have an entertaining game? I know something, obviously, you know a lot about.
You know, I played in the 70s, and so the improvements we've made in equipment and helmets and training in detection of head injuries, all of that has been good. But also now there's been increases in size and strength of the players and speed of the game, so the collisions are bigger. So it's a continuing issue, and I think we have to continue to do the research, continue to build for safety. But that's what the NFL is doing, and I think it's important so that people do have confidence, moms especially, when they have young boys who want to play football, that they're not afraid to let their sons play. I think that's going to be important going forward, and I think the NFL is on the cutting edge of the research part of it, the rule changes, and bettering the equipment.
I'm in that boat now, Coach. My son's playing football. He had his first year of tackle this year, so I've been following it.
I know, and it's always something. I mean, you know the boys are having fun. You want them to have fun. They enjoy playing. You wonder, you know, is it safe? I think it's getting safer, and I think that's an important message that we have to continue to get out. And, you know, you're never going to take all the danger out of it, really out of any competitive sport. But the more we can do to make it safe, the better we're going to be.
And speaking of football, would you ever consider coaching again in the NFL or in college or for that matter?
No, I coached 28 years and had a wonderful time. And I think that was a season in my life. There was a time when I would have been really interested in being a college coach. I think college coaches do so much in terms of shaping young men and helping attitudes. So it is a wonderful platform, but just not one that I think I'll be involved with, not directly anyway.
Well, we can't wait to have you, that's for sure.
Should be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to come to Winston-Salem.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Coach Dungy. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.